But Jakava, Gishmak and Yonim that we don't get a chance to go into in the morning. So let's start with the beginning of Shulchan Aruch. The first chiddush in Shulchan Aruch, in Tofresh Ayin, is the amount of days that Chanukah is. Right? Shulchan Aruch says, Shmoina Simei Chanukah. That is 8 days of Chanukah. Forget the Beis Yosef's Kasha. Right? Which is rather interesting way some people want to, because of this Kasha, that's how they want to answer the Beis Yosef's Kasha. Forget the Beis Yosef's Kasha. What happened to Sveikah D'Yemen? Why do we have 9 days of Chanukah? No? We know Sveikah D'Yemen even on Dinim D'Rabbanan. Right? A regular Yom Tov. Right? We do Sveikah D'Yemen on all the Dinim, including all the Dinei D'Rabbanan. Right? I have a raya from a Mefurish Toisvis that even on Zaytik Dinei D'Rabbanan they made Sveikah D'Yemen. Toisvis says, meaning they didn't treat it like a Sveikah D'Rabbanan. Some Rishonim will answer this. By the way, this question is asked by the Rishonim. I'm not the first one to ask it. The Rishonim asked the Kasha, the Achronim asked the Kasha, this Chavis Das, it's a huge Torah on this. But Toisvis seems to hold that by the Rabbanan, Sveikah D'Yemen is Noik. Because Toisvis asked the Kasha, why didn't Chazal make a Sveikah D'Yemen on Lulav? So that Toisvis says, we spoke about this Toisvis. Belulav lo yirotzu l'sake. Right. So Toisvis should say very simple. Notice Toisvis by warning, why on Shmini Atzeres don't you shake lulav? Does anybody shake lulav on Shmini Atzeres? The biggest litvak doesn't do it. Even if a lagoyim didn't. He sat in the sukkah in the snow, but not didn't shake lulav. Why not? That's Toisvis kasha. So Toisvis says, because it's lulav is mukte. V'nikel that you're doing a ma'aseh oil, treating Shmini Atzeres like a weekday. Sukkah is different. Sukkah is not like that. Sukkah is a pomim shesukon se'arev olav. Sukkah is a geshmak azach. So it's just a very simple. Lulav is only zeichel l'migdosh. Memela sveikah d'rabbanan l'kula. Only the first day Yom Tov is the Raisa Lulav. And Sukkah is the Raisa. What? Yeah. See, we know the Menahal knows the stuff. That's such an obvious answer. Such an obvious. So Taka, the Rishonim who answer Chanukah, what Avudram brings down, the Rishonim who answer Chanukah, the Chanukah is the Rabbanan. And that's why there's no 9 days of Chanukah. Which the Velt asks on the Chassam Sofer, the way he understands the Bahag, the Chanukah is the Raisa. So it's the Raisa. Right? The Chassam Sofer says, based on the Bahag, that to make a Yom Tov on a nest, that's the Raisa. So Chanukah is the Raisa. So Purim is the Raisa. So then what do you mean it's the Rabbanan? But the emphasis is the Chassam Sofer l'shitosa is not a kasha. Why not? Because the Chassam Sofer says, the Chassam Sofer asks, how did Chazal push Purim to Adar Sheni when you have two Adars? The Gemara, Eim Avir Na'al Mitzvahs. And if you hold Eim Avir Na'al Mitzvahs is the Raisa, the Gemara already says this for Eim Avir. The Gemara says the Mandomer who holds Taka, you read the Megillah Adar Aleph, Eim Avirin. The other Mandomer says Misamach Gula Gula Adif. Better to put the Adar and Nissan together. The Chassam Sofer asks if you hold that Eim Avirin is the Raisa, there is such a shita that Eim Avirin is the Raisa, and I'll tell you a chiddush. Some hold that if Eim Avirin is the Raisa. And this requires its own shir. I'm just telling you that you should know it requires its own shir. If Ein Mavirin is the Raisa, then if you're Maver on an Issa D'Rabbanan, you're over the Raisa of Ein Mavirin. Yeah? Like Lifnei Ivel. You remember, right? the Ksav Sofer. The Lifnei Iver on the Rabbonah could be the Reise. Right? The Torah also agrees that a mitzvah the Rabbonah is a mitzvah. That's Eim Avirin. So Ksav Sofer says, so how did Chazal go and take Purim and move it over, especially if your Purim is the Reise? So you want to hear a chiddush what he says? The Ksav Sofer says that Adar Aleph is already also behesped v'tainis. That's enough to be mekayim mitzvah d'oraisa. Lasod zecher l'nes. So the Chassam Sofer holds that Adar Aleph, when you're not allowed to do a hesped on Adar Aleph Purim Koton, that's a key in Purim d'oraisa. Comes out if I ask you a Yedia Klolos test. Is there anybody who holds that Purim Kotlin is Gogol and Purim Gogol is Kotlin? Yes! The Chassam Sofer holds, you mekayim mitzvah d'oraisa Purim on Purim Kotlin. You mekayim the Rabbonim dike Purim on Purim Gogol. Is that good or what? Achap. You hear the chap? According to Chassam Sofer, the fact that there's Issa, so there's no, he says there's no way Mavirin because you did it already. You mekayim it. Issa has been v'tainis. You mekayim in Adar Aleph. But anyway, this may be totally also the Shalva Bianca Femden, if there's a Din Mishin Chas Adam Al Mesimcha by Adar Aleph. Yeshiv Brachamanoik, yes. But Bianca Femden holds not, he's Medaik from Rashi and Tain, it's not like that. The Menal holds like a Bianca Femden. But the Olam was a Makabal. What? But the Olam was a Makabal. Rabbi Yankov Emden has a good diak, because Rashi and Tainis, by the sugya there on Choftes, where the Gemara says, Mishenichnas Adam Abim B'Simcha, Rashi says, Yimei Nisan Hoyu Li Yisrael Purim and Pesach. So he says, you see from Rashi, that the Mishenichnas Adam Abim B'Simcha is the Adar Asamuch L'Nisan. He says, okay, but anyway, the bottom line is that according to the Chassam Zofer, so comes out Hanukkah, once you makayim, once you do one day as a chalones, you already makayim mitzvah d'oraisa. So it's not 8 days that you can make a sfeika d'yema. Even according to Chassam Sofer, by the time you get to day two, it's already the rabbonim. You understand? Once you made a chalones, you yotze the mitzvah d'oraisa. You don't need 8 days to be do a chalones. There's no choiv to make 8 days a chalones. Once you make any zeichel l'nes, you mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa of pashtus not the Gemara even as a kasha. Why we say hallel every day? Why even do we say hallel every day? But I'm saying the pashtus is not the whole ragashov. Remember, I once spoke about the ragashov. Shmoyna simei Chanukah. He says if a bar mitzvah bocha gets bar mitzvah middle of Chanukah, the ragashov holds he's not chayv. It's like the Bahag Shita by Sfir Soyman. It's a Gush Echad. The Gemara in Tainus is Mashmah, there was a Tosefesness, as Yesh Ribui, Aval Zelo Yom Tov Chadash. Ze Chilik Me'a Yom Tov Shala. But anyway, the bottom line is, so this is a Shailun the Rishonim, what happened to Sfeika Deyem? Okay? So, if we go to the Avud Ram, let's look at the Avud Ram. The Zot Avud Ram says like this. The regular, from regular Yom Tif, you could say it's not a kasha under Avudraham, that the Avudraham holds that there's a din, that you only say Sfeika D'Yom by the Raisa. So that's not sure from regular Yom. Regular Yom, you could say, is as long as it's Ikra D'Raisa, there's a Sfeika D'Yom. So by regular Yom Tif, where the Yom Tif is the Raisa, so Mela Sfeika D'Yom includes the din in the Rabbonah. And that's why even Tosfos and Sukkah could be, would agree. Lulav on its own, they wouldn't have made a suffix, they wouldn't have made a lechumra. Once we're making Yesif Yasfinan, once we're making on the Deraisa Dikadin to sit, so now it's already out, we would have done for Lulav also. Ikra Deraisa. You understand? Als Ikra Deraisa. So that would be a way to get around Davudraham, meaning Davudraham's lashon over here by us, is he says that Lomay Noisim Tisha Yomim, משום שחג הסוכות מן התורה, החמירו חזל בספקי. אבל חנקה שהוא דבריהם, הם הוא לא עשה שמונס מחנקה, והם הוא מוחש בין המילותיס. Interesting lotion of the Avodraham. I don't know if everybody is bothered with this lotion of the Avodraham. The Avodraham, L'chor, should just say, it's the Rabbanan. Ad kan l'shoyne, that's what he should say, right? It's not what he says. He says, Avul Chanukah shehu midivreihem, heim omu lasa shmoni mei Chanukah, veheim omu chesh min hameilodos. Strange, no? No, I'm saying it sounds like from him, from the Avodraham, that Taka, when they were Mekadosh al Piriya, they would have done 2 days Chanukah. He says, Sukkos is the Raisa, so Kilu the Rabbonim didn't get involved. In they didn't say, well, now that we have the Moila, now that we have the Cheshbon, now that we're Mekadosh al Pi Cheshbon, so now you don't have to ask Fekah the game. Zerak besukot because it's ikroi deraisa. Mashenge Chanukah. Which, why does he just say Chanukah midivrayim? Sofik drabon lekula. He doesn't say that. Does anyone hear what I'm telling you? Do you hear what I'm saying? No. The Avodraham should say very simple. He's saying Sukkah there's a sfeika diyama because it's deraisa. Chanukah there's no sfeika diyama because it's the rabbana. End. Period. זה לא מה שהוא אומר. He says, Sukkah has a ספק in the yoyma, because it's the raisa. Chanukah not, you know why? הם אמרו, the whole yom tov of Chanukah, והם נתנו לנו את החשבונות המולדות, we don't have a ספק in the yoyma. We don't have a ספק in the yoyma. The rabbonon, סופת רבונון, לא כולה.
Because every second day yom tov was instituted based on what the rabbi said.
Exactly.
So it's perfect. It's the opposite of what you were saying. It's telling you, we love this, we will mach with to add another day because it's fake of the Yoma. That's how every time Yom Tov saying it was a
statement. That's nothing with Chesh Melodos. I'm asking you, Bizman Abai, I have a simple question. Because the Sefer Ha'itim, the Balu Yikrim holds, that on the top, when the Beis HaMikdash was around, they had 2 days Hanukkah. How do you like that? They had 2 days Hanukkah.
I mean, they had another day.
They had a second day. They had 9 days of Hanukkah. They had 9 days. Some answer the Beis Yosef's kasha that way. That's why we have 8 days. We have an extra day because Sfeika d'Yoma. Taka Chanukah would only be 7 days. We have an extra day for Sfeika d'Yoma. Here, so not a pichesmin. Let's go Taka to the sefer Yikrim, where he brings down the ganze musig. Could somebody get me a shach yore there? Aleph. Chelik Aleph yore there. In the base of Suffolk, the shach brings this down. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. He has, it's fascinating, the shach over there in base of Suffolk. I used to have this part of my smicha for hell. Then I had rachmonis on the oilum. No, I'm sorry. Azari, I'm sorry. I meant the old chelik aleph. This one only goes to samach dalet. Kufyud and kufyud aleph. No, it's not there. Shkoyach. Thank you. I'm sorry, I have to be mefarad differently now. So the shach over here is mashma that he held like this, shita. He says, doesn't quote it exactly like the lotion of the Bali Ikrim, but he mamish seems to say the same idea. Here we are. Yeah. Bizman shekishu b'riyo hayotesi mechaneke, which is really what the Chavizda says over here. Tesi mechaneke. Unbelievable. So meaning today we only have 8 days, because today we... Now the Avudram is mashma like this. Because the Avudram is saying, that's what I'm telling you from the Avudram. He's saying, Chanuk is the Rabbonan, and they gave us the Cheshbon, so Heimamru Veimamru. Without the Heimamru Veimamru, there would be 9 days of Chanuk. That's what he's saying. That's the Lashon of the Avudram. The Lashon Avudram is, hey, Momru, hey, Momru. You should also look up the Re'im and the Smag. They're also Eman on this. Meaning the Rishonim are very bothered with this Kasha. Very, very bothered with this Kasha. Okay. Shagas Aryeh comes in Turi Evin in Megillah. And Shagas Aryeh is also Eman on this Kasha. Over there on Yud Chesam and Beis in Megillah. And he actually holds that there's a difference between Purim and Chanukah. L'shitosei. He holds, by Divrei Kabbalah, we taka say 2 days. Sveika D'Yehima. Because really the Mordechai is also mashma like that. Strange. The Mordechai seems to hold by Chanukah like the Re'im, Sofik D'Rabbonan. But the same Mordechai says, by Megillah, he says, why do they keep 2 days Sveika D'Yehima by Purim? He says, lo yavor. We don't have Sveika D'Yehima by... The Mordechai in Megillah says, we don't have 2 days Purim, because lo yavor. You know what lo yavor is. You can't go past Tezvov. Lo yavor. Can't have Sveika D'Yehima. That means if not for the fact that Mordechai was misakin lo yavor, that's the mashmoyis of the Mordechai. There will be 2 days. But the Mordechai in Shabbos says you don't have 2 days Chanukah because the Rabbonin, it's Chastina. So the Turei Evin says no. Divrei Kabbalah ke Divrei Teredam. What got me sfeikas. And he taka learns the Gemara in Megillah Daf Hei that when Chizkiya read the Megillah in Tveria Bar Bitzah or B'chamitzah, it was Me'ikar Adin. That's the Mashmois of the Rambam too. Sofik Megillah L'chumra. I mean, if you don't know if you're supposed to read the Megillah on the 14th day or the 15th day, so you read both. So the Ramban and the Ran say Milsa de Chasidus. That wasn't Meikar Adin. Be'emes Yoytzer by Yudalit. You don't have to read the Megillah both days. You can read the Megillah just one day. Yoytzer. It was Milsa de Chasidus. The Shagas Aryeh Zoknei Meikar Adin. The Ramban baskets like that. You have the Iram Masupik. You have to read both days. The Rambam holds Meikar Adin. You have to read both days. Why? So the Shagas Aryeh says, Divrei Torah ke Divrei Kabbalah ke Divrei Torah dam. So Sofik L'chumra. Halacha L'mayis according to the Shagas Aryeh. Somebody has a Sofik Kriyas Megillah by Balayla L'kula, because it's not Divrei Kabbalah, and by Yom it's Taka Paskal like that. Meaning a guy comes to me, he's not sure if he missed a chiluk of the Kriya. Balayla Hamekum. By Yom, I'm not Mekel if a guy is a Sofik. Unless I know the guy and I know that he's really not Mesupik, he's really OCD. Yesh Habe Anashim, I'm sure you know, they'll come to you every year with the same Shaila. I always tell these people, come to me every year, I tell them, Be'etzim, you could already ask me the Shaila before the Kriyas Megillah. Because you already know now that you're Mesupik if you heard the whole Megillah. You know, Rosh Chodesh Adar, you already know that. Elamai, you can't ask the Shaila until after the Kriyas. It's a mitzvah say Shazman Gromeh. It's a shailish as mangrome. It's the same people. So those people, I find a way to make sure that they shouldn't have to live as a meshugim, right? But otherwise, it's, by yoim, you have to be machmir. By laila, you could be mekel. Because most hold that Belilah is not the Midivrei Kabbal. Not Midivrei Kabbal. So, but the bottom line is, that's the Shagas Aryeh's approach. He holds that Kriyas Megillah, Taka Daraisa, and Chanukah is the Rabbon. Chanukah is Taka Lukula. And that's how you answer the Steer in the Mordechai. By Purim, he says it's only Al Tzlo Yavah. What's Kishmak is that then the Mordechai would be a riot to the Chiddush of the Shagas Aryeh. Everybody looks Shagas Aryeh as a Chiddush. Tivrei Kabbalah, Tivrei Torah. So the Ginzei Chaim, we're now learning Hilchos Purim now, but I'll just tell you this one thing. The Ginzei Chaim says that he holds that that's Kufu what the Mordechai means. Listen what he says. He says, Ma olo al das Mordechai l'sakei v'lo yavo. Why did Mordechai say lo yavo? By the fact that Mordechai said lo yavo means sovik l'kule. If it would be sovik l'chuma, there wouldn't be a lo yavo. The fact that Mordechai said that, listen, once Tezvav goes by, no, that's it. What do you mean that's it? I have a sovik. Is it a makor? So it comes out that this Mordechai is either a raya to the Turei Evan, or according to the Ginzei Chaim, it's a raya fakel for the Turei Evan. The Ginzei Chaim says that what the Mordechai means, the way he answers the Stiris HaMordechai, the Mordechai in the Hilchos Chanukah is nilmad from the Lo Yavo. The Mordechai means, Mordechai at Tzadik said Lo Yavo, that means what? That once you go past Tezvov, you don't have to read the Megillah. Right? Once you go past Tezvov, you don't have to read the Megillah. What do you mean? Sofik lahachmen. Elamai no. Hagufer. Katuv. Then you don't go to Chumra. The Lo Yavo is the Mokah. He's obviously going not like the Shagas Aryeh. Fakir from the Shagas Aryeh. So the kids say, can't really bring a raya. I think it's a mechudish stick to learn like him. I'm just, he was a big gargle being soiled against the Chaim. Anyway, so we have to end this topic because we have to go weiter. This is just really just time to pull him. So I'll tell you another svara why I think to be mechalek from Chanukah and Purim, why it could be Chazal over here, we're not Mesaka and the Sfeika Diyema. Definitely, even though it seems to be some Rishonim Old, there was a Sfeika Diyema, at least when they were Makadosh Al Piriyah. Definitely the Pashtus is that there wasn't. And you have to know why, what's Pshat in the Pashtus. So the Pashtus, I'll tell you, is like, it could be this Sfeika. There's an unbelievable Mechudish Tik of Binyan Shlomo, of Shlomo Katz from Yvilna. Chiddush Nifla, he says. The Gemara says, in Mesecha Shabbos, the beginning of the Sugya, that my Chanukah, the Gemara goes through the story, L'shon HaCheres, Kovum Bahal Avoido. Ferkov Shlomo Katz from Yvilna, you forgot the main story. Chanukah Lecht. The Brisa of Chanukah doesn't talk about Chanukah Lecht. Can you believe it? The ganze Brisa of Chanukah Sugya doesn't talk about Chanukah Lecht. Chiddush, no? It could be that that's why, if you look at the Sugya and Shabbos, on Chaf Aleph, the Brisa of Chanukah is brought after the Sugya. The Sugya starts, right? The whole Sugya starts. P'sil Sushmanim, Shem Buchachom, Madlikim, Amen, Madlikim, Mitzvosim, Mishetish, all the Iker Alochas. I mean, then the Gemara goes right to it. Other Alochas, Madlikim, Minel, and Ner, and Adlokos, and Mitzvah. But all the Iker Alochas, Mahadrim, Mahadrim, and Mahadrim, where the light, it's all in that Chaf Aleph. After the Gemara finishes, the Gemara says, "My Chanukah, Tonu Rabbonon." Yeah, strange Gemara. Shouldn't it start with Tonu Rabbonon? Tell me what Chanukah is, then tell me the. You tell me the Ikra Lachas of Chanukah, and then you go. By the way, my Chanukah. Strange. So I'll be machshava. I have a whole malach. We could talk about a Chanukah time. What's pshat? But according to this Binyan Shlomo, it's going to be very geschmack. The Binyan Shlomo says a Chiddush Nifla. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal learns that the mitzvah of everything Chanukah is Halo Voidah. It's all Halo Voidah. Zachag. The Hadlok is Halo Voidah. Everything's Halo Voidah. The Yom Tif is Halo Voidah. That's what it is. So the Brice is telling us what it is. They were misakin a Yom Tov of Halavoidah. They weren't misakin a Yom Tov to light candles. Lighting candles is a part of the Halavoidah. It's Yimei Halavoidah. It's not Yimei Hadlaka. It's Yimei Halavoidah. That's how the Rav Shlomo Zalman is. L'maisa, Rav Shlomo Katz from Vilna, listen to this Chiddush. He says, Taka, Bizman HaBayis, they had the Menorah Beis HaMikdash. They weren't misakin Ner Chanukah. Ner Chanukah was after the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Bizman HaBayis, they had a beautiful Menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. The ganze Chanukah is a Zeichel HaMikdash. It's a Zeichel HaMikdash. As long as Beis HaMikdash was standing, thus, the Pesuminisa was the Beis HaMikdash. You didn't have to light candles in your house. So that's why the Braisa says, Loshona Acheres. They weren't yet Mesakaneres. Korbun Bahalo Voido. Taka, the next year after Chanukah, they didn't have the whole Neres. Yeah, Chiddush. I don't know. Doyle must find a Chiddush. I found a big Chiddush. The Rambam says not like that. The Rambam, if you look at the Rambam says the next year, He brings down this price, but he includes Neris. The next year, he says the whole thing. Rav Shlomo Katz from Vilna, he always says Chidushim. Rav Shlomo Katz from Vilna. He's a big Mechadish. He says, Amatzat et hakis hazeh mi'Rabbi Yoimel. When you find it, I just remember. So Lamai, so you hear Rabbi say, we're talking about Chidushim. So I was thinking, Chidush so hakis. It's good that Elm doesn't know what I'm talking about. Chasson Kis, the thing Chasson Kis, Chanukah. Okay. Anyway, so Lemaise, the bottom line is that what? The bottom line is that according to him, it's very geschmack why the Gemara didn't bring the Brisa at the beginning, because this Brisa doesn't address the Chalal, the Neiris. We're talking about Neiris. We're talking about Perak Bama Madlikin. The Gemara goes from Bama Madlikin Shabbos to Neiris. Can, that's what I'm saying. It's all have to do with the Neiris. So for that, Hatonu Rabbonu lo medaber bichlal. Once we got into the sugya of Neiris, we said, oh, by the way, my Chanukah, that price is not an intro to Neiris Chanukah. So that's why it didn't bring the price at the beginning. We brought in Neiris. Neiris is Goyer Neiris. And once we're talking about Neiris, we're back to this. But the bottom line is, even if you don't learn like him, which it's a big chiddush, the Shlomo Katz has a right to be a big bachai, he's a gavra rabbi. Big chiddush what he says, very big chiddush. And the Rambam is not like that. But I think what we have to agree with Rav Shlomo Katz is that for sure the menorah is to be mesamel the mikdash. It's being mesamel the mikdash, right? It's being mesamel the mikdash, the menorah. You're not supposed to make a menorah like the Mikdash, but it's being misamel the Mikdash. That's why the Mari Broina, and I'm makpan on Chanukah to at least one ner to do that way, my first ner. The Mari Broina says when you light the ner Chanukah, you should hold the shamish by the candle, not just till it lights. You know, some people, as soon as it chaps, they go to the next one, right? They're in a rush. The Mari Broina says you have to hold the candle by the first candle, till it's atrete shall have us oil me'eleho. Because by the menorah's hamigdosh, that was the halacha. Aaron HaKohen had to light the menorah, atrete shall have us oil me'eleho. So Marie Broina, the Shari Tshuva brings down the halacha, and Ilchus Chanukah. You have to hold it. So I do that for the Iker Ner. I don't matriach with my whole family, but for the first Ner I do that, I hold it till it's atrete shall have us oil me'eleho. It's misamel the mikdosh. That's another reason why we have psilis. That's another reason why there's a mila to use oil. Zeichel Nes. It's not just to give halal vaydah. It's there's a reliving of the mikdash. So you could say that since the whole inyan of the menorah is to be mesamel the mikdash, we don't make a sveka de yoma. Sveka de yoma is the whole musik of a sveka de yoma. Is a chutz la'aretz dike, is a goyle dike day. It's almost a steerer with mikdash. The mikdash and sveka d'yoma are two different tracks. So it could very well be that something which is a mikdash mitzvah, Purim fakelt. Purim was mesukin in the goyle. The takana of Purim was a golus yomtev. So there they established a sveka de yoyma. But here they established a yomtev which is a mikdash yomtev. A chinuch hamikdash yomtev. And even the menorah is to be mesamel the mikdash, so it could be in such a yomtev. This I thought of this year, that it could be that they weren't a yomtev that's mesamel the mikdash, they weren't mesakin a sveka de yoyma. A golus. They didn't attach the golus to a yomtev which is a mikdash yomtev. Okay, we'll stop here. I don't know if you could look that up. No, I'm talking about the Koenig. That's more important than the kiss. The kiss, I'm just more...